Beseda, let's learn. Do you have the pages on the phone or in person? Let's just go back for a minute. A little bit of sikkum. We're going to continue on with this shiur from Rav Sasson, which is a basic hakdama to the sugya that we're going to be spending in Mitzvah many months. Bez Hashem, we'll continue on in Yerushalayim, but we'll spend a long time learning the inyan of Yesod, Yerushalayim, Malchus, and Yesod, or Ad HaYesod Ba. Our enemies try to destroy Yerushalayim, Ad HaYesod Ba. The return to Yerushalayim is the reunification of Yesod and Malchus, of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechina, and all that we're davening for. What we were talking last week, we began this maimer from Rav Sasson. We're talking about how, as a result of the chait of Adam Chava, the Ramchal tells us that the midah of Yesod became meshubed to the sitracha, to the other side. This would bring into the world the umas olam, the nations of the world. Kedushas Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael comes from a world before the chait of Adam Rishon. You and I are rooted in a reality that's before the chait. That's before that collapse of Yesod. The marble, the flood, the Alter Rebbe explains. The flood was a big mikveh, was the beginning of the Tahara, the process, the long process of Tahara throughout all of time, throughout all of history. It was the beginning of the Tahara, the Tikkun of Tohu. Noach is Ish Tzadik Tamim. Noach is Ish, we're going to talk a lot more about Noach and Avraham Avinu. Noach is Ish Tzadik Tamim. So Noach as the Tzadik, as the Tamim, in the Alpayim of Tohu, in those 2,000 years of Tohu, from creation till Avraham Avinu. Noach is the beginning of that Tikkun, the light of the Tzadik, that began to shine with Noach, but then exploded into the world. Eila told us Shemayim v'Shemayim v'Aretz is Tohu, Bihi Baram is Avraham. That with Avraham Avinu that began that project that's called Am Yisrael. That began with Avraham Avinu, and the Iker project that was undertaken by Avraham Avinu, and we're struggling with now, in particular at the end of time, is the repair of this midah of Yesod. All we did so far last week is we began to talk about how Yesod is the koach of hashpa, of life, of giving over, chiyus, of being mashpia. That's what we began with, the koach of hashpa, the koach of life. Obviously, Avraham Avinu is the midah of chesed, is the merkava of the midah of chesed. Chayim, chayin, v'chesed, rachamim, it's all one inyan. Giving over, being mashpia life, on the top of page Yud Dalet, where it says Hanukuda Hashniyah VaHamerkazes. So the first Nakuda of Yesod is Hashpa, and we were talking last week about how during the 2,000 years of Tohu, there was tons of hashpa, but it was totally crazy, out of control, out of bounds, hashpa. In that time at the beginning of creation, when the aura of Bereishis was so strong, the energy was so powerful, but the kelim were not yet properly developed. And because of that, it was a surplus of aura, of iris, and a deficiency of strong, seamless Kalim, a deficiency of Kalim, and all the kilkulim of those early generations, and the hashchasa, the immorality of the Dor Hamabu, which was mostly in this inyan of sexuality, of Yesod, and so on, was not because of a lack of life. It was a tremendous energy of life, tremendous hashpa, oiris, but without Kalim, of Tikkun. Without Kalim of Tikkun. So the first Nakuda regarding Yesod is Hashpa, life. And that's why I mentioned last week that whenever you see the word in Tanakh, Chai, Chayim, it always is talking about the Midah of Yesod. Always is the Midah of Yesod. Chai, as the Sharia Ira goes through, all of the Lashonos of Yesod, he begins with Chai and Chayim. Alive, alive, life, energy. Hanukuda Ashniv Amekozer Shel Hashpoa Nechayna, Yakesher Ha'amoik V'Hamaduyak Im Hamushpoim. Now the second Nakuda, again, all of these we're going to develop much more over the coming months and learn in the Svarm about. Yesod is about communication. It's about communication and connection. Connecting. It's not enough that you have somebody who is mashpia, or there's an aura of hashpa. Somebody has what to say, somebody has what to offer. In order that there be proper hashpa, you need to have a mashpia and a makabel. There's the mashpia and there's the mushpa. And there needs to be a very strong, healthy, normal kesher between the mashpia and the mushpa. And that's what we're going to look about now. Hanukud ha-shniyah v'makad shal ha-shpa ha-nukhon hi ha-kesher ha-amok v'ha-meduyok im ha-mushpoim. There needs to be a very strong and precise kesher between the mashpia and the mushpa. In order to have a child, there's a zacher, there's an akeim, there's mashpia and there's mushpa. There are oiris and there's keilim. In order to be mashpia, you have to know very well, you have to recognize and know very well the mushpa. One of the inyanim now with everything is going so much with the computer and with Zoom is, and I felt this so strongly when I was in yeshiva 2 weeks ago, when I went to yeshiva to give a shmuz there with the new chevra. And I was sitting in a room, and there were a lot of guys, and everybody was very, very far apart, and wearing masks, and I don't know who they are. And it's true that there's an unbelievable advantage that now you can be giving a shiur, and there could be a lot of people all over who are able to receive. And that's gewaldig, but of course the problem with that is that you don't know who the mushpa is. You don't know, like I'm sitting, and even though I don't know everybody here, I know 99% of you, but when you're together, even if you don't know the person, just being in the same room, there's a certain energy of mashpi and makava. There's a certain connection, there's a kesha when you're together with people, which you can't have when I see on the Zoom and I see the chevra that I know, that's fine. But then, you know, like Kinas, I think they're like 30,000 people. Who are they? You know, like somebody like in the Cayman Islands. I don't know. There's a yid over there. I don't know anybody I've met in Ashiyotsu in the Cayman Islands. And who am I talking to? Who are you? Obviously, you're a yid and you want to connect to learning and you want to grow and everything. But that's gewaldic. But there's something missing in the kesha. A true kesha of hashpa means that there's a sensitivity. There's a sensitivity to who is it that I'm being, who is it that I'm connecting to? It's not random. Random is pgam habris. We'll talk about it in a minute. Bli hikaros amuki ito, without knowing the person in a deeper way, he efshel hashpia. You can't really be mashpia. When it says efshel, it doesn't mean that there's no hashpa at all. But you can't really have a true hashpa without there being a kesher. Because the ability to be mashpia comes from this midah of yesod. And as we're going to learn by Arichus, yesod means connection. Like the foundation of a building we were talking about last week. And everything is built upon that foundation. So if there isn't a kesher between two people, there's something that's missing in the hashpa, and the hashpa can go in the wrong way. And we're seeing a lot of that. Palmim rabbis, gam im hashefa hutayv. So sometimes, he says many times, the shefa can be good shefa. The shefa is tov. There's something good that's being given over. But hu einenu matim l'makabel. But it doesn't shtim with the makabel. In other words, if there'd be a little child coming into this talk, so that would be unhealthy. Because it could be that what we're learning is the shefa is tov, this is good. But it's not matim for a 10-year-old boy. It's not matim. And if the mekabel is not the person who should be mekabel that bar, then it could cause damage. Then the shefa can cause damage. You have sometimes you see lahavdil. You have these athletes, right? And you have some of these chaver that. And all of a sudden, this guy like makes, you know, he's making like $18 million, $20 million a year. And many of them, they suffer terrible, terrible hezek as a result of the hashpah, that they don't have even a Kabbalist hashpah. They don't know what to do with this, with their lives. There's a shefa that came to them, but the makabel, the kalim, the kli is not a kli kibble for such shefa, and it ruins their lives. Well, I remember reading once about how lottery winners, so many of these lottery winners, they become a chorban, you know, and everybody says, all right, I'll try the chorban, give me a chance, I'll try. But Lamaisa, when there's a lot of or, the shefa is good shefa. What's wrong? Somebody gets $50 million, the shefa is shefa toiv. Shefa toiv, you could do a lot of wonderful things with that. For yourself, your family, your people, you could do for the Welt, all kinds of good things with $50 million. But if you don't have a kli for that, so then it causes terrible damage. Pagam habris. Therefore, we're learning now the second type of pagam habris. One type of pagam is when, for some reason, the person's ability to be mashpia is held back, is stunted. There's something wrong. He's not able to give. He's not being mashpia. The ur is somehow held back, is blocked. That's a yesod problem. The second problem is that, no, there's a lot of ur, but the problem is that you're giving over iris to the wrong people, at the wrong time, in the wrong place. That's also pagam habris. Hu pagam b'hiskashus. Everybody knows that in Mitzrayim there was not only a physical galus, but there was a galus das, there was a galus of dibur. The whole tikkun of Pesach night is peh, sach, the mouth that speaks. Kalamar b'lasaper v'chulu v'chulu. There was a problem. The goyal, the one who was sent to redeem us, couldn't talk in a regular way. Moshe Rabbeinu had problems talking. Leishomu, and we couldn't hear. Mikaitzu v'chumavai, that we weren't hearing. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying things, and we weren't hearing it. We weren't makabel. He wasn't saying things the way that they needed to be said. We weren't hearing things the way that they needed to be heard. Leishomer al Moshe, mekaitzu v'chumavai the kosh. Hashemah says, pagam hadibur is not only the inability for the one who's speaking to communicate what's in his heart and in his mind, but it's also if you have what to say, but the people don't get you, they don't understand you. It's a terrible galus. If you're married to a person who doesn't understand you, or if you have students who don't get you, or if you have a friend who doesn't understand what you're about, it's a galus. It's a terrible galus. It's a breakdown in bris, in the kesher. A bris is a kesher. It's a bond. It's a connection. So it's not just about having shefa tov or diburim tov. Moshe Ben had a lot of good things to say, but v'loy shomu al Moshe. He wasn't communicating it. And that's why when you open up Sefer Shmos, you see like nobody seems to be talking. It's Vayanchu, V'yazaku, they're krechtsing, they're complaining, they're crying, they're groaning, they're yelling, they're screaming. But it doesn't talk about people, just good morning, you know, how you doing? Nobody seems to be talking at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. It's a terrible golus of Dibur. Terrible golus of Dibur. This Indian of Yesod, of Akesha. When people are enslaved for a long time, they become so dehumanized that they They lose an ability to relate to people, to communicate, and so on. It's just Pgam b'yaskashis, pgam habris. Pgam b'yaskashis, ubamuvan harachab shel hamila, hu hashpa she'enene b'mokam. Giving hashpa that you shouldn't be giving in that place, that person. She'esh ba shtei b'chinis. Aleph, hashpa b'mokam lo nachon v'lo ro'i. K'moy l'lami tar l'goy. So you have all kinds of good things to say in learning. And you're saying over a shir, you're saying over a shir in Bava Metzia to a room full of evangelical Christians or something. So what are you doing? What are you doing? So you're saying, what do you mean? The Torah that I'm saying is not true? No, the Torah is true. It's not a good shir. It's a gewaltige shir, but the room is filled with galachim. What are you talking about? It's the wrong place, the wrong people. Beis hamakom omnam roi. Now you could have that. No, it's the right place. Hashefa in a toy mavuro, but the shefa is not the right shefa. I've had this argument with so many of the rebbeim in yeshiva and bechlau. I've had this discussion with so many rebbeim that the rebbe wants to say over this fancy lomdes yeshiva, and he's got a kid like he was in yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael for 1 year. Until that time, it was mostly like going to Sweet 16s and bas mitzvahs and I don't know what. And now, all of a sudden, he was 1 year in yeshiva. He comes now after his year in Eretz Yisrael, and he walks into the Rebbe. The Rebbe has these dreams of being like the next Reb Chaim Brisker. And this kid doesn't know how to read Rashi. And the Rebbe's saying over all kinds of fancy things. And he gives him, the kid has a whole page of Maor HaKadosh, and he doesn't know how to read the Maor HaKadosh. Not the actual Maor HaKadosh, just the list he doesn't know how to read. I'm not talking about what the Kesef Mishnah says, I'm just saying, Kesef. And then fancy shiur, fancy shiur. And the Rebbe, and you say to the Rebbe, I would say, why don't you teach them how to learn a black Gemara? They don't know how to teach a Gemara, they don't know how to make a landing in the Gemara. He doesn't know how to learn a blood gemara. So he's talking to the three guys, for whatever reason they caught on. But there are like 15 other guys. They got their hoods on. You know what I'm talking about. The hood's already getting lower and lower and lower. And then the head goes on to the... and the parents are paying like $40,000 a year for this kid to sleep on his gemara, right? Forget about the Gemara. They're sleeping on their computers now. Already, it's computers. And I'm saying to the Rebbe, learn with them about Gemara. They don't find that exciting. It's not about what you need to give. It's about what the guys need to receive from you, and they need to learn how to make their way through a Blat Gemara. I understand you have to. They're not little kids. You have to throw in a little bit of alumnus here, alumnus something, a little bit to make it. But self, they're going to grow up. They're going to grow up without learning how to learn a black gemara, and then they're going to have kids, and they're not going to know what to do. They themselves don't know how to learn. So it's not just about the right place. Now we're talking about it's a room full of Jews. So it's not a room full of lavdil of goyim. It's a room full of Jews. But what are you talking about? Ahashefa ain't a time of Uro. Ahashefa ain't a time of Uro. The Shefa is not right. My wife and I were visiting somebody last week, somebody, Bikacholim, and my wife mentioned that she was having some Indian she has with migraines, it's a terrible Indian. And so this person's a doctor, and so he sent my wife an article, this very, very big article on the latest in research in migraine headaches. So, and my wife's a very smart person. So my wife she's all excited, she reads this article, and she says to me, right, she says, what is it? She says, do you know what? And she starts to say like four syllables, like stuff that's in the head, I don't know, parts of the body, and she's reading, and every word in the sentence is like that. All these different things going on. So I said, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What are you reading? So so-and-so gave me this, sent me this article. He sent me on the email this article. And I printed out this article about migraines. I said, if you read that to me, I'm going to get a migraine. I know what you're talking about, this stuff. You need to... So that I had a Rosh Hashiva. He's trying to learn Rav Kook with the guys. He got a little inspired by Rav Kook. So he's got first year boys in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he's trying to learn with them Eretz Yisrael. So he called to report to me. I didn't know that he was doing it, but he called to report to me. He said, it's terrible, it's not going. I said, you can't Eretz Yisrael with those guys. It's not the time for that. They're not going to get it. You know, and it's, you have beautiful, the aura is beautiful, aura is a tshuva, but what are you going to do? It's not the time for that. You could take a sentence and do regular things and take a sentence once for that week from aura is a tshuva and explain to them and talk about it, but you can't sit down with aura is a tshuva and go through a kaseda. They're not going to get it. A shefa, ain't a toyim avuro. Like you're teaching Kamala Lamed, Ladam Roy, Tyra, Shainamatim Avara. You're teaching a person who's Roy, he's a Jewish person, he's an intelligent person, but the Torah that you're teaching him, it's not Roy, it's not for him. Bazar Kaddish, Madame Mesashpoz, Rosi Atar, Ladam Shainan Roy, Lopagama Bris. There's a very strong thing in the Zar Kaddish that if you give over a secrets of Torah to a person who's unworthy, who's not ready, I mean, that's something like a bad thing. He's just not ready for Rosh Torah. It's called, in the Zohar, it's called Pagam Habris. It's called, in other words, there's a certain, the dimion is that something is being spilled and it's not making a connection. No children are coming from it, you understand. It's just, you have a need to give this without getting more graphic. The person has a need, has a certain enjoyment and pleasure giving over that Torah. But there's no kli to be makabel it. That's called the wasting of Torah. Pagam habris. It's a bechina of pagam habris. Shulamais ha'ashpoz or lamokam she'enene roi. What's pagam habris? It's ha'ashpoz, a koach of life, but it's wasted. It just goes. It's not connecting. It's a koach of life. The Torah that this person is saying is filled with chiyus. But he's saying it to a person who can't be makabalit. It's the wasting of that or is being spilled. It's a b'china of pagam habris, the Zohar says. When you're talking to your children at the Shabbos table, it's not about your need to say some Dvar Torah because you really, really enjoyed it. I mean, you could do that with a friend, or you're talking to your wife about something you want to say and learning it, something interesting. But as far as the children are concerned, you got to tell them things that they can be makabel, that they can be makabel, and that takes a lot of work to take something, an idea, concept. I honestly found that when the kids are growing up, I found that the little medrash says was the best thing that there is. You ever see it? Oh, it's unbelievable. Maybe now they have other stuff, but. Back then, it was the first book that came out like that, the little Medrash says. And then they had the little Medrash says on Tanakh, on Navi. The kids, like, they ate that up to try to find something that they could understand, that they'll enjoy you connecting to them. Not to say something, did you hear what the Beis HaLevi says? And this five-year-old says, Beis HaLevi. You know, he's saying a vart at the table, something, from the Kotzke. What are they talking about? And if you want to say something to the Beis Lev from the Kotzke, then say it in such a way that it's for a little kid and make it enjoyable, that the kid should understand. It's a bechina of pagam habris mamish at the table, the Shabbos table. It's the most important time of the week is the Shabbos table. The most important time of the week is the Shabbos table, the kids. Now it's becoming a melchama just to have, that they should stay at the table. Because they're so, they just don't feel like coming, many of the kids, that's what I'm hearing. They don't want to even come to the table anymore. But you have them at the table, make a connection. Talk about something that they could connect to. You have to think a lot about it during the week. You want to talk about some idea in halacha, very good, but make a story about it. Reuven, the Shimon, make it interesting. Make it into a story. Do something that should be that the kids should be able to understand and connect to it. It's a very big thing. Kach yamida, kol oratzarach leslabesh bekelim haru'uyim loy. This is the midah of Yesod. Every drop of or must be mislabesh in a kli that is fitting for that or. That's the aleph of the midah of Yisrael. Oires b'loi kelim, zehu hatohu. Oires, without kelim, that's tohu. Those are the first 2,000 years of the world. Oires, wow, but without kelim. Oires, without kelim. You go in Yerushalayim, you see guys jumping on the trucks, the nanachs. Oires, these are holy people, but b'loi kelim. Okay, not everyone, but a lot of, without kelim. And that's why all of the Oyres are told. There are pogromim that come from it with drinking, with narcotics, and with other things that are going on that is not chalila what Rabbi Nachman was about, and not what Uman is meant to be, chas v'sholom. But it's Oyres without. Rabbi Nachman's Oyres is the more powerful the Oyr, obviously, the stronger you have to have Caleb. Rabbi Nachman's Oyr is the strongest Oyr. Rabbi Nachman is high intensity, high intensity light. And the kelim have to be strong kelim for such oyres of Rabbi Nachman. That's what people are worried about. That's what, you know, not chalil that Rabbi Nachman's are. Rabbi Nachman's are oyres. But for such or you have to have healthy kelim. You have to have healthy, settled kelim. Strong kelim. Or else there could be a shriyasa kelim. It could be terrible. It has to be in the right way. It's tov. Oires b'loi kelim zeh hatov. Hashpa shefa l'makabel aroi, to give shefa to a person who's not able to receive that, who's not ready to receive it, zeh or she'enenu nichnas b'kli. That's pagam habris. It's light, substitute for zera, that's not going into a kli, to be makabel. V'adov mazik v'enemor. It damages, it doesn't help. Al dor hamabul, dor hatohu, that generation of the mabul, the generation of tohu, nemar ki hishchis kolbosa is darka el haaretz. Hishchis kolbosa. A terrible destruction. Hishchis, hashchasa. Kolbosa. Shoyu pegumim b'midazu. That generation of the flood were pegumim in this mida of Yesod. Midas hahashpa. Therefore, when Rashi and Chazal described this, what's going on, even on that the animals were not even with each other, the animals were going with other minim, right? There was a crossing over between different species of animals and creatures on the earth. In other words, that or was so strong and the kalim was so weak that it wasn't just that people were not connecting to the right people, but the whole world was connecting in the wrong way. Things, animals, everything that existed was not in the right way. It was min she'eino mino up there. Animals were looking for other minim. V'kein hoyu mashchisim zarim levatola. And there was a terrible problem of hashchasa. Hashchasa zer levatola. K'divei Gemara. The Gemara says there in Sanhedrin. V'mayim muzgin etzayin, parenthetically, she'mematzav boi hamakabel roi. In a situation we have that the makabel is roi, the kli is a strong kli, the makabel is ready. Ach shefa enu matim lo, but the shefa is not the shefa you should be receiving. It's not matim, the shefa. You need both. You need to make a shidduch. And here the kli is a strong kli, but the shefa is enu matim lo. Noitza pgam b'kli b'makabel. Over time, and this is what's happening. A lot of this is happening in the classroom. Where the kids are healthy, normal, you have a healthy, normal kid, and he has very strong clay kibble. But the teacher is giving over stuff that the kid either finds unbelievably boring or irrelevant, no shaykhis to him. And then what happens is that the makabel becomes damaged. He just doesn't want to be makabel anymore. He doesn't want to hear it anymore. And he begins to think that that's what Torah is. Torah is something which is which is boring and irrelevant. It has nothing to do with my life. So what happens then is that there's a pagam in the kli. Now, going into the class, you sent to the classroom a healthy kid, and the kli was whole, and he was ready to be makabel whatever a child, a healthy, intelligent child of that age should be makabel. But instead, whoever was being mashpia, whether it was English or Hebrew, whatever it was, but the hashpa was hashpa that was not roi for that child. So it's not just that, oh, too bad it didn't work out. It's worse than that. It's not just, oh, too bad. Maybe next year will be better. Instead, there are cracks in the kli that are caused by that. The kli was waiting to be makabel. The kli was anxious to be makabel. And it didn't happen. That causes damage in the kli. That causes problems in the kli. When you have in a relationship, the worst thing in a relationship is the silent treatment. When this one's angry at this one, they don't talk to each other. It's the worst thing. Even diburim that were there, kilkulim, is better than nothing at all. It causes terrible damage to the clay kibble. Terrible damage. Which is oftentimes exactly what the person wants to do. To hurt, to injure, to wound. It causes terrible damage. Silence causes terrible damage. And the kli is, you look at your kid, you say, I sent this kid off, and the kid came back, well, damaged. And the Baruch Shem says that when he sends him to our homes. He says, I know, I sent you a healthy kli, what did you do to him? What happened to this kid? What happened to this kli? Because if the or is not the or, either it's too much or it's too little or it's not the right iris, then it's not just that the kli is b'shev al tasa. The kli becomes damaged. It gets broken, it gets ruined. If you pour gasoline into something, a crystal, I don't know, to the right moshli, but it damages the kli. The kli is not a kli. You gave the kli something that it's not right. It's makabel. It was made for something else. It wasn't made for acid or something. It was made for a regular thing, for a drink, and then you poured into it acid, so it ruins the kli. And then the other way, where you have hashpah, where the shefa is a shefa roi, where the shefa, the or, is good. Hashpah shefa roi the shefa is a shefa roi, but the makabel is ena roi. The makabel is ena roi. Pogemis kivyachal ba'or. That could cause also tremendous pogam in the or. So you could have a situation where the Rebbe, as a result of him not being understood and not being heard, he loses his confidence in being able to teach. As a result of the kli not being roi for this light that the Rebbe has, it's not just that the child is hurt by that, is that the Rebbe sees that he's teaching the whole year and he's pouring his heart into preparing out all these fancy shiurim, and he cares for the kids and he's doing his best, and he sees that the kids are failing their tests and they're rolling their eyes. So over time, the mashpia can lose his confidence. He himself could become very tzibrochen from that. I'm trying, I'm teaching, and he feels that he's not successful. He's unsuccessful. And that can cause also terrible, terrible shvias. Not of the kli, but of the mashpi, of the or. Pogemis kivyachal ba'or. Zebuchinus mesiras rose tar lechitzayinim. Where the iris can go to... Where the one who's giving tire. Just imagine a marshal. I know a very, very talented mashpia that for different reasons it's not working out. And this particular person is not here. This is somebody that lives in Europe. This particular person, he went to speak. He went to speak for people who are not Jewish, for Christians, and he's very successful with that. And he sang over Chassidus to Christians. Hashem Yirachem. So Messiah's Torah, the Chitzayim, is giving over Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Baal Shem Tov to the Chitzayim, understand? To the side of Torah. It's a terrible pogam in the or. Terrible pogam in the or. You have a person that's in a relationship, and they're giving, they're trying year after year to give love to this person that they're in a relationship with, to connect to and to communicate, and this guy thinks it's not going. So they go looking for somebody else who will appreciate that love and who will enjoy that connection. And they could end up having chalila, something with a person, and giving over to the other side of them, the chit side, outside of marriage. The chit side. And the person had so much light, so much to give, so much aur, and it wasn't received. And as a result of it not being received, not being appreciated, he'll look for somebody else that will appreciate the aur that I have to give. I have a certain amount of love that I want to give. I have a certain amount of thoughts and feelings. I want to share this with somebody who would be able to receive it and to appreciate it. And I feel this. I have this conversation very often with firm women that they feel that they're stuck in a marriage with the husband. And then they just try to find it somewhere else. It's a pachad. When that connection, that kesh of Yesod is not there, Mashpia and Makaba, from either side, there's damage. Terrible Pgam HaBris. That's Pgam HaBris. There are also two other sugim, types of pagamim. Harishon hu hashpor bli makabel. It's hashpor when there's no makabel at all. It's bechlam no makabel. It's a very, very... That's what I was talking about a little bit before with the silence. There's no makabel at all. We have a person who's getting older and older and older, and Hashem Yerachem is not able to find somebody to be married to. It's a single person. And he's trying so hard and wants to get married and can't get married. It's not working out. It's terrible. On a certain level, Hashem Yerachem is a mother that's not able to have to bear children. The deepest panemius that a woman has is to give over to children. And with Lo Aleinu, a mother... she's married and they're childless. So here, the woman is the mother has a tremendous kaychas of hashpa to nurse a child, to raise a child, to play with a child, to talk to a child. That's the woman's whole mitzvah, is to be mashpia to the child. And lo aleinu, she doesn't have any children. It's an unbearable pain that comes with that. When there's a hashpo blimakab. Vasheni you heder hashpa. The other way, heder hashpa. A child without a mother. Lalein, what does that mean? A mother dies. A child without a mother. A chalila, a mother or a father, but for a child to be that way. My wife was just telling me she read a book about some Hungarian girl that her father was killed right away during the war in concentration camp, and she was separated from her mother. The mother was taken away. In the end, the mother survived. They were reunited. But for years and years, she didn't have her mother. She was going from an orphanage. This orphanage, another orphanage, with people who, this one abused her, this one, and Jews and not Jews. She was dragged like a football all over England and France, this girl, Hungarian Jewish girl. She was all over the place. And my wife is talking to me about this book, and she was saying how this woman is still alive. She's in her 80s. She's in her late 80s. And she grew up without an identity. She still feels that she doesn't have an identity after all of the years, because she had a space of like 10 years when there was no father or mother. What that means to be without a mother, without a father in the world, Hashem Yirach, means that you're a kli, and hashpa that you were, that there's no hashpa. Well, hashpa is small, but not from your mother. How do you, can you ever, can these children ever overcome that? What does that mean? And after the Muhammad, thousands and thousands. My mother was one of those. Well, I mean, she was a little bit older. She wasn't so little. She was our mother's that age. I mean, my mother's 1929. She should live in the Sunday in Swansea. Mothers. So if you were fortunate, you had older sisters. If you had my mother, was lucky to have. She survived with a few of her sisters. She was the youngest of 11, my mother. So she survived with a few of the sisters. So that already is something else. You have an older sister. It's already an inyan of hashpah with an older sister as well. It's not a mother, but an older sister. An older brother is almost bad. An older sister, they try to pass along to somebody else. An older sister, there could be an inyan of hashpah that my mother was able to have from her older sisters. And that connection with her sisters after the Muhammad, all the years, and they died already some years ago. But I knew them very well. My aunts, those connections were like, it was like a mother and my mother with them was like a, like they were her mothers. She was the youngest by a few years. But to grow up without that Ashpa, who could be Meshach what that means? The pain of that. Latzadik, yeshtei marlis. El Yainis Shemazakis Oisel Ashpia Shef Anochanva. Who's a tzaddik? What's a tzaddik? B'ktzor Naima Shavishonu Akorach Lizgabra Alatshuka Is Harabai Shel Hashpor Ulevasta. The first thing is that the tzaddik has the Korach Lizgabra Alatshuka Is Harabai Shel Hashpor. The tzaddik lives in a world where there is all kinds of hashpos, all kinds of hashpos. Most of them are bad, and some of them are good and holy. And the tzaddik knows how, lizgabra latshukais, shalashpor, to take, and he himself has connected to certain, he has iris, he has kaiches, and he knows what to do with those kaiches, how to use them properly, when to use them. Vashni akshova hamukas, he knows how to give over. The tzaddik knows to whom to give over, what to give over, when to give over. That's the tzaddik. How, when, who, all of that. That's one thing. The second thing is hashnihi ha'akshava ha'amuka el hamushpa. The tzaddik, part of this is that the tzaddik knows how to listen and to understand the one to whom he's being mashpia. To be sensitive to what that person needs, to the mushpa, to be able to know how to hear. To know how to listen. Havana v'svadus pnimis elav v'latzarchav. A deep understanding in hisvadus and to fabreng, you know, pnimis. Who that person is and what does that person need? The tzaddik has that koch. He himself, to control himself, and the ashpah that he's makabel. The iris that he has now that he wants to be mashpia and he can be mashpia, but not for the sake of being mashpia, not that he's going to throw it anywhere, to be able to be mashpia to the right person at the right time. And in order to do that, you have to know how to listen. It's very hard. You might think that you touch this person up 100%. Well, he'll talk about it, we'll see you next week. And the person's not even finished talking, and you're already saying, oh, the whole thing like this, and you didn't listen to the person. You don't really understand what that person needs. Shebishalkach, yodei losis lo sasher huzokuk. To be able to give the person what that person needs. No, the world lost over Shabbos, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, two big mashpiyim. From the very different, it's hard to talk about. I'm going to cry. Because as we speak, there's a levaya going on the Lower East Side from Abdavid. I don't know what's left from that. You know, his brother's all good inside, should have long, healthy years. But that pashtus, the greatness in Torah, with no pretenses, you know, that Rav Moshe, Lower East Side, no pretenses, no politics, pure, unadulterated tzidkus in Torah, that Rav David Feinstein, and Rabbi Sachs, such a koach of hashpah, the man has reached probably millions of people. A koch of teaching, a koch of writing, also a clarity of thought to understand the generation the way he understood the generation. I'm not such a bookie in his writings. I've read like four or five of his books, but everything I've read, My wife reads all of this stuff, and everything that I've read, and now I'm going to try to read some more. But I've read some of his things. Everything that I've read, he gets it. It goes in the right way. He gets it. So there's a chayshach today in the world. But we believe that when there's light that's taken, that Hashem fills with new lights. So we should be zeichet to see. Or chadash al tziyon toyer. And yizkeh cholorim heir loyer.